Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, this has been quite a week. Nobody will believe what is happening here in America, you know, or here in the city of Benton Harbor, I should say, because I know the people of when they start messing with the education system here in the city of Benton Harbor, it started over 40 years ago, you see. And that's why right now they're unable to comprehend what is going on today, you see. That's why in their eyesight, it's okay for the mayor, or the governor, the EPA to poison our children, you see. Now what they're simply saying, it's all right because their minds are undeveloped. They don't understand exactly what is going on because, you know, any time that you destroy the foundation of your community, which is the family, you attack the father. Then you attack the mother. Then you attack the children, all in that order. You see, they have weakened the structure. It's so weak now that, you know, try to hold a conversation with some of these guys. These guys know so much that they don't really know anything. That's right. These guys know so much in Benton Harbor. They know everything there is in the world if you talk to them. But that's that lead talking. That's not them. See, they didn't understand how deadly the contamination really is. You see, we have not really felt the effect of this contaminated water. We have not felt it yet. We have not felt the real effect of this contaminated water. You see, you talk to a lot of black people here. They say, well, I'm all right. I've been drinking this water for 40, 50 years. But that's not them. That's that lead talking to them. You see, so that's where we're at here in Benton Harbor, because they don't quite understand, because not only their lack of knowledge, their lack of education, you know, and we have some of the most selfish people in the whole wide world living right here in Benton Harbor. They're so selfish. The only thing they care about is themselves. Like Spencer, the mayor, he don't even care about his family. You know, his wife came to City Hall, and she told everybody, she said, I'm a single mother. She got six children. They got six children. She said, she came to City Hall and said she's a single parent. Those are her words. We didn't make her say any of this stuff. This is what she was saying. She was saying that she is a single parent with six children and with no husband there. I never known him to be with the children. I never known him to be around the children. Only thing he cared about was himself. So, but he really didn't understand the problem of the contaminated water, because he was listening to white folks talk, because they don't mind black people suffering. Black people don't mind black people suffering, long as it's not them, you see. That's where we at with dealing with black people. Black people have this thing, they want everything to be about them. Everything got to be about them in order for them to participate in a lot of these organizations. I ran by females, because female care, you see, and the way to get women involved with anything is to deal with the children, you see. See, one thing, a woman will stand up for her children. A man ain't going to stand up for nothing but himself. If he can see a way of getting some extra money, he'll do that, most of them. Not all, don't get me wrong. Not all, uh-uh. And the residents of Benton Harbor, thank you, David Frank. They are intensely being kept in the dark while the politicians continue to steal the community money. We talking about over $33.2 million that's being stolen. You know, city manager, we got the mayor, we got these commissioners. All these people are involved in the theft of this money. Because nobody would be this stupid. Nobody would be this stupid in order to understand what's going on. And I want to say this. What we have done so far is so amazing with no money. And we're not asking for any money. That's the key thing. One thing I have learned to do is not ask for money, you know, because that's how they get you. And that's why so far they haven't got. That don't mean they're not coming, but, you know, these politicians, they have tricked the people. They have deceived the people, misled the people, and don't really care. And you just feel you try to act like you're supporting these people. Shaquille Turner will be running for mayor, and he definitely has my vote. And I want people to get behind him. I want people to set up pockets so he can show you what he's capable of doing. He's not a man who out for money. See, that's the difference. A lot of these people are out for money. Shaquille is not out for any money. And that's why we have to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do at all times. If we're doing what we're doing and we're doing the right thing for the people, nothing else matters. We cannot allow these politicians to continue to ruin our life. There's a program called One Voice, led by David Frank, that you people need to get involved with. Those of you who are out here, I know that the news follow me a lot, but I want to make sure that we get out here and do what we need to do to make things happen. We cannot continue to fail the people that live in this community because they're coming. Anytime that you're doing anything that's important, they will come after you. So those of you out there, look up One Voice now. Look it up. Look up One Voice now. And let's continue to do what we need to do. And listen, people out there, anytime you beg another man to set you free, you will never be free. Freedom is something that you have to do for yourself. You see, and I don't believe that nobody will give it to you. If you can't take it, you're not going to get it. You know, it's not going to happen. And I must say, we must move this thing, move the needle to a whole different level, because it's important that people know who we are and what we are capable of doing. Because if they don't believe that you're strong enough to take something, you're never going to get it. You're never going to get it. So David Frank, my friend, has a plan. And let's kind of like dial in on that so we'll know exactly what we need to do in order to make this thing happen. And those you people out there who listen to government will lie to you in a minute because they don't have your best interests. And don't think for one second that they have your best interests. They do not. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about our children. They don't care about nothing. Only thing they care about, what they can get, how much money they can get, how much money they can steal, how much money they're going to get, and will not be held accountable. That's the thing. So that's where we're at right now. We want to make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do to make this thing a reality because, it's more of us than them. How do we continue to allow these people to push us around, kick us around like old shoes? We do the same thing over and over again and expect something different. And then we cry like babies. We cry like babies. And there's not a reason in this world we should be sitting around here crying. We have the authority and the power. See, we can decide who's going to be governor. Yeah, even though we think the elections are hooked up. But we believe the only thing that these people care about is money. And we keep giving them that opportunity by not challenging them. Oh, yeah, they're going to come after you. That's what they do. They're going to come after you because they don't know how to do nothing else in this world. They don't know. And they're going to continue to come. But your job is to stand up to them. Fight back. Fight back. Fight back. That's what I say. And that's where we're at today. Let's make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do to make sure that the community, the people, our children, are set for life. Move yourself out the way and stand up to these people. Stand up to these people. Stand up to these people. Stop letting them bully you. Stop letting them, I don't have no respect for the Constitution. So, see, we said we've got constitutional rights. I don't have no respect for it. Constitutional right is whatever who's in power say it is. Whatever they say it is, that's what it is. So that's what you're dealing with. But I got a couple of minutes before I bring in my first guest. And what I want to do, I want to read off the Sambo of the Year Award. The voting so far has been tremendous. And I want to say that Marcus, the mayor, Marcus Singer, is leading. He has 948 votes. That's right. So give him some love. Give him some love. He deserves it. He's a real Sambo, but he deserves the Sambo of the Year Award for the second straight year. Then we have Dwayne Seats at 572 votes. He deserves it. Give Dwayne Seats some love. Give him some love. He deserves some love as being the Sambo. I really like to see him win the Sambo of the Year Award this year because the mayor, Marcus Singer, that won it last year. Then we have Ryan Singleton with 570 votes for the Sambo of the Year Award. Give Ryan Singleton some love. Give him some love. He deserves the award also for the Sambo of the Year Award. Ryan Singleton. Come on, folks. Get out there and vote. Just send me the email, and that'll be your vote. You don't need no vote ID or all that kind of stuff. Just vote. Then we have my letter seats. That's the mama. She got only 525, votes so far. You know, give her some love, you guys out there. Give her some love. She needs love. This Sambo of the Year Award is getting big, so let's make it happen. Let's give her some love. And look, I know if you're going to vote, if you vote for Dwayne, you should be voting for her, too. They'll put like a package deal for the Sambo of the Year Award. Come on, let's give them some love. And then we have Judge Mayfield. Many of y'all know her quite well, Judge Mayfield. And I just want you to give Mayfield some love. You know, she deserves some love, some real love. And then we have the Chief of Police, Dan McGinnis, at 500. Oh, Judge Mayfield got 515, and Dan McGinnis got 510. And you can vote by simply sending me an email, the BANCO 9342 at sdcglobal.net. Our community needs to govern themselves by giving all the people in your community an equal voice. One of the thank you for that, David Frank. Thank you so much for that. That was good. So we want to start a One Voice Now campaign, and with the new mayor coming in, Shaquille Turner, David Frank, you should get with Shaquille and talk to him about what you want to do. I'll hook you up together so you can talk, because we're going to need all the help we can, because they're going to be putting money into this mayor. They're going to be plugging money everywhere to try to keep him in there, and some of the money he's have already stolen is going to be part of that. So we're going to make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do. And I just want to say to everybody, it's been a ride. It's been a wonderful, 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 wonderful ride. And we're going to make sure that we continue doing everything that needs to be done. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for voting and continue to vote, or we're gonna, you know, this is gonna last 4 or 5 months. So I want to make sure that everybody understands how important this is. So let's make it happen. And on that note, I'm going to bring in my first guest from beautiful sunny California, and we will all talk very soon. And let me bring in my good friend from sunny California, Malak. Malak, talk to me. Tell me about what's going on in your world.
How you doing, brother? How you doing? We got a brother,
you know me,
Elder Jerome, too.
Well, you know me.
Long
I'm a rocket. It's rolling and rocking. You know how I do it.
Yes, sir.
So I don't think there's nothing more important than all the things that's happening. And let me ask you this question before we get into what you want to talk about. I see the people here. I know that there's a problem with them. I know, especially with their thinking in reference to things. People here don't understand how dangerous contaminated water is, because they're still drinking from the faucet. And these people are not telling them the truth. Well, help me get through this.
Oh yeah, you man, I ain't drunk out of the water fountain in so many. I mean, out of the faucet in so many years, man. It's like you can do actual tests. We got like little testers in our house that we test to see how much chlorine is in the water, all kind of stuff in the water. But it's these little things that you could buy, and it'll show you exactly how much stuff is going on in that water. And when you see it, you would not want to drink that. They got lead in there. They got all kind of bacteria in there. So especially in Benton Harbor and Detroit and all that, y'all really don't want to drink that water out there. I know water is expensive, but you might want to spend that money to get that water.
But remember this. See, black people don't see stuff the way most people see things. And just like you said, that you don't want to drink it, we still got people drinking from the faucet.
And on top of that, when you take a shower, right, y'all need to get like some filters, right, to put over your shower head. You can get them on like eBay or Amazon or something, because when your body get wet, your body is like a big sponge of whatever that is in that water. It's going to go right into your body. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be real, real careful, especially when you got kids and that kind of stuff, because they, man, these people is not playing with us.
No.
But the
no.
crazy part over there in the white areas, they water is different from y'all's. They know what
Absolutely.
They doing.
Absolutely. Everybody's water is different from the water that's in Benton Harbor. And remember this thing, Joe, you can get water from Benton Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, but black people going around talking about this water good and all this kind of some of the stupidest stuff you ever want to hear. And that's what you hear from black people here. So,
man.
Yeah, so you know where we at. But I think
yeah.
it's important, you know, we get a chance and to do things and take this thing to a whole different level. So that's what I'm looking forward to for you educating us today. I know you got something good you want to talk about. So you go right ahead. I'm going to let you have the floor. And it's all about you.
Well, remember, you know, anything that y'all hear me talk about, we the children of Israel, first of all, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are the children of Israel is the chosen people of the Most High God that was called to do a big work for him, right? So our big job that he gave us was to show the whole world how to serve him, right? But in return, what we did is we turned around and started following everybody else instead of following him, right? And so this put us in Because we the only people that made a promise with God like that as a nation. So as a nation, we're getting punished to this very day. So when you be hearing Pastor Pinckney complaining, and we all complaining about things that our people need, our people, things our people want, that we need to achieve, that we need to grab for it, right? We're not having these things. A lot of us are not having these things because we don't understand that we're being punished right now because we're not in line and being obedient to the creator of all things, right? So I know everybody read that scripture Ezekiel chapter 37, right, when it talk about the dry bones, right? So it was like Ezekiel came to the future. He seen all of these people that was considered dry bones. A lot of people think that they said that they was actually dead people. They was dead, all right. They was dead in the spirit and dead in the mind. Had no understanding who they were, right? Not knowing that these people is royalty, right? Zimri, can you stop from doing that? Hurry up. That these people was royalty and had big things that was supposed to be taking place in their life and had no idea. We don't even know that we are the ones that's going to have the kingdom come back, right? The Most High ain't going to send Christ back here until we get it back in line where we were supposed to be. That's the whole prophecy right there, right? Mm-hmm. So now, Elder Jerome, let's go to Proverbs 25 and 28 real quick.
Proverbs 25 and 28?
Yeah.
Okay. So Proverbs 25 and 28 says, he that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls.
All right. So he that have no rule over his own spirit is a city, like a city broken down. Y'all hear that? Right? So when we don't have no rule of our own spirit, it's like we are broken.
Right.
And so now let's get a little deeper with that. I'm trying to find the scripture. All right, let's go to 1 Kings 8 and 47.
8 and 47?
Yes.
Okay. 1 Kings 8 and 47 says, yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land where they were carried captives and repent and make supplication unto you in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. And so return unto you with all their heart.
Damn, right? He that bethinks himself, right? This is a future prophecy. You have to rethink, bethink means remember yourself in a land that you was carried captive, right? And repent, right? So we got to remember who we are. Remember when we came off these slave ships, man, we lost everything. We took on slave masters' names. We took on all of their customs. We forgot about who we are. Even today, 2022, people still haven't researched enough to find out that they are not an African American. You cannot be two continents, right?
Yeah.
You are not an African. You're not an African. You're not an American. You're not black. Black is a color. We are from an actual tribe. We are a nation of people, right? And so people was always acting like, you know what I'm saying, that it's impossible to find out wrong, but the Bible going to tell you the whole story. So what it say after that?
And so return unto you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto you toward their land, which you gave unto their fathers, the city which you have chosen and the house which I have built for your name.
All right, so that's it. This is what he's waiting on. He's waiting for us to remember who we are, pray towards our land, repent of our sin, and then we're going to get all of that back. Let's go to Proverbs 17:22.
Proverbs 17 and 22 says, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones.
All right, so what did Ezekiel see when he came to the future? Because, you know, they was traveling in the future. They were seeing the things in the end times. Remember, he was seeing people that were considered dry bones, right? But this scripture right that said, every heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, right? So what was he thinking? A whole bunch of people with broken spirits, right? Now let's go to Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 11 real quick. What does it say right there?
Ezekiel 37 and 11. Okay, Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 11.
You can start 37 and 10.
Okay. Ezekiel 37 and verse 10 says, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel.
Right, these bones are who?
The whole house of Israel.
So when he came to the future, he seen that these dry bones was who? The whole house of Israel. Read.
Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts.
All right, so there it is. Confirmation. When we get cut off from our parts, we have no rule over our own spirit, and we have a broken spirit, we become the dry bones, right? So everything that we fight for right now is we always fighting for justice and equality and righteousness and equality, right? We want to be equal with everybody, right? Because they're treating us not equal. All of this is prophesied in the Bible that it would happen, right? So with us understanding this, right, because the Bible is a history book, it's a future book, and it's a present book, all in one book. So you're going to look in the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. So this is where we at right now, right? So the Most High is saying if we come back and get obedient to him, right, because he tell us that we're not supposed to follow no other nations. We only supposed to follow him. We supposed to be the leader of all nations. They supposed to follow us. We ain't supposed to be doing all of their holidays, celebrating all the stuff that they celebrate. We supposed to be celebrating the Most High in our holy days that he gave us, and then they're going to follow us into the kingdom, right? And so
right.
All of the stuff that we do for right now, if we would just come back to the Most High, right, he would give us all the things that our hearts desire, everything that we need. We don't need to be going to the government. We don't need to be asking the senators and all of them to give us stuff that we can do for ourselves with the power of the Most High, right? A lot of our problems can be fixed right with us. It don't have to be him giving us something what they wanted. We don't need no crumbs off their table. We need the whole thing to be fixed. We don't need one part. We need a whole new engine. We need to get this whole engine rebuilt, right? Just give us the muscle battery. Let's get a whole new engine. And let's rebuild this new engine. And then this new engine that we build will never be stopped, right? And so we would never have to complain about what they not doing for us or what we think they according to our waters, because we will have our own waters. We will have our own water that we source from the earth. The Most High gave every single thing that we need to take care of ourselves But we are put in a situation to where we are being dependent on everything. If they shut the grocery store down tomorrow, how long do you got to live? Right?
Yeah.
Because you put your faith in that grocery store, and you could have been growing your own food in your backyard. But you so putting all your faith in them, when they cut that, because it's real possible that they can stop the grocery stores any day now.
Yeah,
the trucks are stopping. Japan ain't sending the parts over that China whole system is shut down, and so it's a lot of parts that's needed for these trucks that they can't get. Right, it's a lot of stuff right now shut down. They're destroying all of the farms as we speak. Y'all have to start looking at the bigger. Don't look just on Channel 7. Channel 2, you got to go to the world news and find out what's really going on. They are destroying farms. The government is paying farmers to destroy their farms right now. Right? So all of the farms being destroyed, all of the food is being destroyed. What are they trying to do? They're trying to make bow down to the new guy, which they think they are, over us. But yep. We know if we get our God, get back in line with our God, there is nothing that we can't do. We got it. Our God is the God of Israel. And the God of Israel is the only God over all gods, right? And this is what we got to remember. They took that away from us when we went to church. They make God like he isn't the God of Israel. He's the God of Israel. Israel is the people over the whole entire earth. They are the ones that the Most High deal with directly to get things done upon this earth. So we got to get back in line and get that order back in structure. The structure is the way it's supposed to be, because we are those dry bones, and those dry bones are the whole house of Israel. All praise to the Most High.
Absolutely. You know what? And I'm glad you came on and talked about that, because a lot of times we have to keep going over and over again telling black folks about stuff like that because they don't get it. Most blacks, not all, when white folks tell them something, they listen. But when black people tell them something, they don't listen because they don't think the black folks know what they're talking about anyway. So this is part of the problem that I see. You know, I was reading Exodus today, and it was talking about how the foundation is, you know, with Israel and his boys, you know. And now they're gonna be going, they have pushed them into slavery. So when I think about that, I think about black folks, how they was taken from Africa and brought over here and put in slavery. And what I see is that how slavery damaged you and destroys you, not just for one generation, but for 5, 6, 7, maybe a lifetime of generations. So I'm right there. You see, I'm right there with, you know, thinking on that level of how God wants things done. So, yeah, I'm really, really impressed. And to go even further, and listen, elaborate on them dry bones just a little bit more for me.
Okay. All right, so we just established that the dry bones is the broken spirit people, right? It's the held down spirit, right? And those people, it's only one people that's happened to every single nation that you go to right now. I don't care where y'all know how I found Pastor Pinckney when I went to Benton Harbor? I went to Martin Luther King Street.
Yeah.
That's how I found him.
Yeah.
Because they got a Martin Luther King in every state. And then you see Martin Luther King Street, guess what you're going to see? You're going to see our people suffering on that street.
Yeah.
Drugs to one another, on drugs, gang banging. Prostitutes destroying their sales, Like, we destroy ourselves. We don't even really need nobody else to destroy us because we taking ourselves out. And you know that got to be a curse.
We our own enemy, too. But this comes from years and years of slavery.
We our own enemy. All the Most High is waiting on right now is people to give their life completely so they can be used by him to do great things for him. This is it. Now, when we give our life to him, do you know what give your life means? That means repent and never do it again and get baptized and cleansed and washed. I remember when I was out there in Harvard, I baptized like 20 people in one day. And we went to the white beach and did it. We didn't do it because they got a white beach out there and a black beach. And they was like, we want the white beach. They don't even want black people over there. I said, we wanted that one. That's the one we going to. And they tried to scare us about getting in the water. In the water, it's going to be, some things out there that's going to hit you. But everybody else was in the water. I said, we going out there for the Most High. We don't have nothing to fear. So
everything right now
is to rebuild his people. We can't fight with black power. We can't fight with the Nation of Islam. And no, I got to go in because we are the children of Israel. We not the children of Israel is the son of Jacob, right? Not the son of Ishmael. We not supposed to be following Ishmael. We supposed to be following Jacob.
Yeah.
We following Isaac, right? You know what I'm saying? Not Ishmael, right? So a lot of us, we get caught up looking for ourselves, not knowing ourselves is right. Even if you go in the Quran tells that there is nobody greater than the children of Israel. The Quran tells you that you need to go. Matter of fact, next time he brings on here, we going in the Quran. See what it really say. We gonna kill it all. We gonna find out what the Quran say about the children of Israel and about what the Quran expects you to do, and it's lining up with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody should be doing it. The Quran tell you to go to the Bible, right? As a reference of what you're supposed to be doing. He say follow the laws of Abraham, right? And Moses, right? So follow the laws of Abraham and Moses. That's the Bible, right there.
There you go. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
We're going to be waking some people up. We got to get in. We can't following this system that they put before us because everything they're telling us to do is having to be disobedient. Like in these last days, you really seeing people act a fool. Remember, we were just talking about last week, it's people screaming out, we want to kill our baby. We want to kill our baby. We're like, what? Like, how in the world would you even say it like that? But they just being real. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what abortion is about. You killing a baby. You see what I'm saying? They had a woman had her stomach outside a human stomach. You're like, wow. Like, when is the time for you to actually kill your baby, right? I can see if it's an embryo and it ain't even grown or got no legs or nothing. But they killing babies right now at 9 months.
Yeah, for sure.
They was killing babies at 9 months for when the baby, it was about to start happening where the baby come out and it's still a connection to the umbilical cord that can be killed. So it's like, what justifies for killing a baby? You know what I'm saying? Like, when does it say, when you tell us when the time is right for a baby to be killed? And y'all know we killing? And y'all know Planned Parenthood was to destroy our people. That's what it was about. It was to destroy the black generation, right? And we killing doctors, lawyers, Pinkneys that's standing up all over the world. We was killing. That's who we killing. We killing our next generation of people to stand for our people. Right, and they know this. And if you don't get caught in the womb, They're going to get you with the drugs. They don't get you with the drugs, they're going to get you with gangbanging. They don't get you with gangbanging, they're going to get you with the weed that they manufacture inside of a lab, and it's an experiment test that they allowing you to smoke this stuff. You can't even think right no more.
There you go.
You understand how beautiful it is for you, for them to go in a lab, allow you to smoke something that's going to affect your brain? Wow. This is like, how can we even fall for something like that?
Mm-hmm.
But you want to be high so bad, not knowing that how many brain cells you're destroying. You being particular, we got me up here with all these hormones, like went down, crying over every little thing. We got our men being to be women, and the women want to be men. Everything is going against the Most High. Everything.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And this place is so bad.
Yeah. I hear you, my brother. I hear you. But listen, you got 2 more minutes to say whatever you want to say, and I got to bring in my good friend James. So go right ahead.
All right. Well, I just want to say, man, all praise to the Most High. I love Pastor. He is the man of the Most High. I really enjoy being told to share and give, you know, great inspiration for to stand up on their feet and walk for the creator of all, the Most High, higher by Him. We got to walk for Him. We got to be obedient to Him so He can overpower the powers that be. We can't do it by ourselves. We need Him. We need His help. And this is the only way that we come forward is by getting in order with Him. All praise to the Most High. Elder Jerome, you want to say a quick thing real quick?
Oh, I just want to say I'm in agreement with everything that has been said, and the only solution is to come back to who we really are, and that is the children of the Most High. You can't get around it. Otherwise, you're serving another God.
Amen. And brother Jerome, that is right on point. And the thing is, we have to keep educating our people. We have to keep telling them. And even the ones who don't want to listen still need to tell them, because that way they can't say that they didn't have the information. Because a lot of times,
right
folks, they look for cop out. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was going on. I didn't know that they were trying to pause enough. I don't. It's always something black folks don't know. But if you mention a rap song, they know every word in the rap song. They know every single word, lyric in. They be rapping and rhyming and having a good time. And black men, we got to change. You see, because we're the head. The black man is the head. And what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to be that shield for that woman. And also the children, you see. That's how we build. We can't build without that. And they done broke us down to our lowest terms almost, because they've been saying everything to us. Here come the stuff they say, and then black folks repeat the same stuff over and over and over again.
That's right.
Yeah. But we just got to keep moving. Educate, and educate some more. That's all I can tell you. And hey, I really, really appreciate you, brother. Y'all, you guys, the real deal, you know. And if people don't know, they will know. So let's stay focused and do what we need to do. And I tell you this, we're gonna win this war. We're gonna win, because that is crucial. And we're gonna get rid of all these sellouts. All these Sambos, we're going to get rid of all of them.
All the Sambos.
They got to go. The Sambos got to go, you see. And you know, they so bold, they so busy trying to steal all the money that, you know, one day these white folks going to say, we don't need you no more, and send them to jail. Or either hang them or shoot them, one or the other. That's how they operate, you see. And they got their own thing, but we stay focused. Do what we got to do, and just move this thing to a whole different level. Right on. All right, my brother. Love y'all. And listen, let's talk soon.
Right.
It's going down. That's all I can tell you. All right, Jerome. Take care, my love. We all talk soon. Give the family a big hug for us. All right. That's a good thing, man. My God. The one and only. I just want to give those who just signed on, see, like, they just signed on the update on the Sambo voting. So far, like I said, I'm just going to run through this real fast. The mayor, Marcus Singer, has 948 votes. Dwayne Seats, his sidekick, got 572 votes. Ron Singleton, the other commissioner, he got 570 votes. But y'all need to give Ron Singleton some more love. I don't like that. I like y'all get that boy some love. Every time he step out on something, he lose. So at least he can almost win. This is nothing else. Get that boy Ron Singleton some love, would y'all? And then we have my letter seat. She's in fourth place with 525. Then we have Judge Mayfield with 515. Then Dan McGinnis with 510. Now we must move on to my good friend from Detroit. And listen, plenty of time to vote. You know, I see a lot of votes coming in right now. We don't have more than 4,000 votes already. That's a lot. And we normally don't get 4,000 people voting in Benton Harbor for the major election. But for this, the Sambo of the Year Award, we got at least 4,000. Wow, which is amazing. Now, I'm excited. I'm excited about this. I am really, truly, truly excited. And we're going to keep it moving. But the most important thing that we got to eliminate these Sambos ourselves. Call them out. I don't care if it's your cousin. It could be your brother. If he's a Sambo, call him out. Because, look, it's the future of our race that's at stake. So let's keep it moving. On that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend, James, from Detroit, the one and only. There's not two of this guy. There's only one of him. Talk to me, James. Talk to me.
Hey, good evening, Reverend Pinckney. You know, to call them out, the black older generation have failed the race of people. It's going to take the younger generation to turn things around. The younger generation is not scared. You see, young folks does not make laws and pass laws. You have to be a certain age to become a politician. Every black politician we ever had is a failure to the black race. They do more for other races than they have ever done for their own race. So let's vote all of them out. Then we can say racism. You see, Al Sharpton,
let me understand what you said. You said that everybody that's in office now, we should vote them out?
Vote them out.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. When have they ever talked about doing anything for the black race? Never.
Yeah.
Never, never, never. Now, look at Ukraine. Look how fast they got all this money together. Now, let me ask you this. Every foreigner they brought from another country that come to the United States, where are the rich people in those countries? They never leave, do they? They always send the poor people to come to this country to get rich, the backs of blacks. You going to tell me there's no millionaire, billionaires in Ukraine? Come on. There's none over in Dubai? Come on now. See, why is it that they only send the poor people, the working, so-called working class? They never send the rich, wealthy people from them countries. Black people, you better wake up. This is all by design. Look at your neighborhood. You got vacant houses. There's no way you ever won an election. You got too many homeless black people. Homeless people don't vote. Now, look at Joe Biden. Look at what he promised everybody. If they voted for him, they ain't got one thing yet. They made sure the Mexicans was taken care of. First thing he did was send the vice president down to the Texas border, making sure. See, then they lifted the ban on the Arabs to come on into this country. See, ain't did one thing for black folks yet. The only thing they do for blacks is put a bunch of black faces when it's time to talk about something. Look at all the new black young women they put on there to speak. No black issues. no black issues. This is why you got crime. Black teenagers learning to survive the best way they can. No one has ever did anything for them but talk, talk. I said it about 3 years ago. They start fighting back the police downtown Detroit, the younger generations. Now they start shooting at the police about a year ago, a little over a year ago. No, about 6 months ago. Guys out there drag racing. Police get behind them. They just shoot out the window at the police car. See, these young kids, they don't care anymore, and it's not their fault. It's the older generation that didn't fight for the kids. And the older generations believe everything the black politicians tell them. Ben Harper got lead in the water. Look how long y'all had lead in the water. But Al Sharpton get on the TV the other day. He's talking about going over to Russia to free,
yeah.
To talk about getting her. But watch this. She broke the law. That's another country. She broke the law. And let's call it for what it is. But Al Sharpton, why don't you go to Ben? Why didn't you go to Ben Harper? Ben Harper don't need you now. You showed your true color. Ben Harper don't need you now because you showed that the kids, the teenagers, the senior citizens, they don't count. They don't matter in Ben Harper. See?
Yeah.
We need to call them out by their birth name. All of this Sambo sellout. Call them by their birth name. That way the younger generation will remember when they get old enough who sold out the black race.
Absolutely.
All of this, we got to call them by their real name. Al Sharpton talking about going to Russia. He never in his life been to Russia. I want to know, black women is always starting all the ruddock. Why don't the black women say, Al Sharpton, why didn't you go to Ben Harbor? Why didn't you get Maxine Waters like you always want to get Maxine Waters, Martin Luther King, Emmett Till's nephew? Why didn't you get him and go to Ben Harper, Al Sharpton? See, he started out with that finger wave that won't rise up. Now he's wearing a shag because he got a bald spot in the top of his head.
Yeah.
He won't cut his hair. He won't cut his hair. But he's lower than an earthworm. How can you turn your back on a city in the state of Michigan that's dying from lead in the water? And he won't even mention that on his show. He comes on, he gets 3 hours Monday through Friday. Not one time have he ever said Ben Harper got lead in the water. And he never, ever, ever called you to have you on his show. He's
oh,
not
he
allowed
wouldn't call
to.
He wouldn't call
no.
me because I know him. I know his history.
Yeah.
He wouldn't call nobody
right.
like that because, you know, it exposed him for who he really is, a fraud, you know?
Right. See, you going to turn your back on black people that's dying in Ben Harbor and talking about going to Russia, to try to talk about freeing somebody who broke the law. You want to go to Russia? Why don't Putin send somebody over here to the United States to talk about lead in the water in Ben Harbor?
Yeah.
See?
That would be a
See?
Bad idea.
That's what we need
maybe,
to do.
Maybe I can start saying that.
We need to start.
Right. Putin, could
we
you
need
talk,
to start talking about
lead,
Putin.
Talk about lead in the water?
That's right. Putin, send somebody over here to talk about the lead in the water since Al Sharpton really don't care about the black race. He have made too much money off the back of poor blacks. He turned his back. So we know what that is. We know he's showing his true inward color. That's really what he is. He's going to turn his back on babies. Babies that got lead in the water.
Let me ask you a question. What do Sharpton be talking about on his show for 3 hours? I can't think of nothing he could talk about.
He'll defend the war in Ukraine. See, he'll talk about that.
Okay.
He'll talk about the Mexicans. He argued with the black woman one day, talking about they got the right to come over here from Mexico. The woman said, "Well, what about the Haitians?" He got lost for words then.
That threw him for a loop.
That's right. Now watch this. He didn't go over to Haiti, did he?
Nope. He never meant to go
to Haiti. That's right. He don't defend no black babies. And where is the uproar? Everybody should be asking Joe Biden, well, since you won and you said what you was going to do,
well,
when do we get our turn?
So, he had our back.
He got our backs, all right. He pushing us right in the back. You right, he got our backs. Now you watch this. Ukraine got a commercial. They showing all the little babies and people to send money. Why don't we let the babies in Ben Harbor make a video and ask for help like they did in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, when the people wrote on the top of the roof, help. See, we got to start calling our black speakers for what they are. They're no good. The black radio has destroyed the black race. The black radio hosts, they got a job. They done their job. They destroyed the black race. Now you know what they talk about? They talking about what the mayor has done wrong. Well, the citizens been telling the radio hosts since they had radio hosts. Now they want to flip the script. Because how can you be a black radio host and say, I'll help you party, but I won't help you fight? If they know you're losing the city, why don't they join you and unite? They never would, because they was put on the radio to make sure you lose the city and you don't start rioting like you did in 67. Because the radio host started out being your friend, which is really your enemy, because they don't live around you. Ask all these radio hosts how many vacant houses in their neighborhood. Better tell you, how many of these radio hosts got two different residents? See? City Council, Andre Spivey. See, he was on City Council. He had a house in Detroit and a house in Harper Woods, which is illegal. But he's not the only one. He's just the one that got caught. See, somebody had to take the fall to hush everything up, just like R. Kelly. R. Kelly wasn't the only one that did that. He's just the one that got caught.
He's the one that they went after. That's right. What it is. He's the one they went
that's
after.
Right.
Even if they catch him, but they know exactly who to get, who are true to tell and who won't tell. And who they can lie on and all this kind of stuff. This is how they operate.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this. How can you be a politician talking about running when it's set up and designed, regardless who get into any office, they got to be a sellout because they're not going to get behind them. You got to have money behind you to run. Poor people, they ain't got no money to get behind nobody.
Mm-hmm.
No politician is going to do anything for poor blacks. No, not one. They don't live around you. They don't like the way you live. It's designed for your kids to be drug dealers, go to prison, or get killed in the street. Why do you think all these foreigners come to this country? They don't put them around black folks. They take them out and let them live well off. That's just what they do. And Al Sharpton is lower than an earthworm. Ben Harper got lead in the water. I put the name Reverend Pinckney. You turn your back and you call yourself a Reverend Al Sharpton. You call yourself doing the work of God when really you're doing the work of the devil. And all of them demons that follow you are demons. A demon. Yes, Al Sharpton, you turned your back on that 6-year-old black baby boy. You didn't mention it one time. 30 days after that, another black young man got killed by another Arab, shot in the gas station in the back with the AK-47. Sam Reynolds went up there to help shut it down, but then he was told, don't talk about it no more, and he didn't. You see, this is the problem. We know who's paying who. We know. 910 Radio. Yeah. Maybe this is the best thing for you, Reverend Picnic, that you are not in Detroit to see all of this damn hell is going on down here.
Oh, shoot. Same thing going on here. Same stuff. It ain't nothing different. Just and just probably on the same level because so much is going on. See, you guys have a lot of sell-offs. We do, too. But look, we have just ran out of time. We have no more time. I just want to hit on the Don't Forget the Sambo of the Year Award. Don't forget to vote. Marcus Singer, he's leading. Then you got Dwayne Seat. Then you got Ron Singleton. You got Marletta Seat. You got Judge Mayfield and Dan McGinnis. They're in that order to vote in just by sending an email to banco9342@sbcglobal.net. And I will see you all tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We will have our regular edition at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Have a great day. Talk to you all soon. God bless.